Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am truly grateful to be with you on this fifth day of May 2019 as we look at the way. What does the way mean? We're going to talk a little bit about that and how that works within us, because where there is a will, there could be a way, and that way is not always very healthy. We'll talk about it. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. We're going to do some interesting things, I hope, for you today that serve you well in your life. That's what Aspire is all about. We are here to help, to serve in any spiritual way I possibly can. And that includes hospice and my social work in the community with the BATMO. And the things I do to help my students, those who can and cannot understand, those who have and have not inside of themselves and are working on themselves, which is a very interesting thing to be working on yourself. We'll talk a little bit about that. Anyway, it is only possible through your donations, your tax-deductible gifts. You know the opening here. You've probably heard it 1,000 times. If you've listened to Aspire, without your support, we will not be on the air, and it is only through your kindness that we are allowed to sustain ourselves. So I hope that you will consider becoming a sponsor and helping us. There's so many things you get for your sponsorship. The discourses, my TV discourses that I'm offering, they are discourses I did many years ago on various subjects, you know, Nobody Likes You Anyway, Passing Through the Fires, A Life Worth Living, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. I did a series on the Tao. In fact, I did 2 series on the Tao. We're going to talk about that today here on the radio. So There really is a lot there for you to have. Even the Gnostic Gospels, there's so many beautiful programs, and I hope that you will avail yourself of them and help us sustain our program. The way. What is the way? And I talk a great deal about it. I even get phone calls from time to time. What do you mean by the way? What is the way? The way is a Chinese word. It literally means right way, the right way. That's all it means. But really, to me, it's about the natural order of life and the harmony that exists in that natural order. And there is a natural order that we just don't get. We don't understand it. We want to bend things to our will and our way. And in doing this, we have created difficulties in the world, in our economics, in our social issues, and obviously in the weather, in the planet, in the ecology. We have created a lot of very, very difficult things for ourselves that goes beyond the idea of even right and wrong, good and bad. The Tao, in my opinion, spelled T-A-O, by the way, for those of you who are writing me and spelling it another way, the Tao is a very beautiful teaching. I devoted 2 series of Aspire programs to the Tao. And the reason I did it is because the teaching is not a philosophy. It is the revelation and the revolution of insight of what it means to live in the principle of the universe, to understand and conform to the principles of the universe, which allow us, and these are energies that live within us, often referred to as yin and yang. These have to do with more than a code of behavior. Rather, it is a flow of energy, of living in the energetics of a flow that is beyond the ideals of belief and behavior. They are about harmony and finding the natural order to life. And for those of you who get the commentaries, I did commentary 20 and 21 on the subject of finding this harmony, this natural order in this life. And I think you will, if you read them, you'll find that the way is there. So I decided, I thought it would maybe be interesting to talk about this, but I get emails and letters from people from all over, and they want to know a little bit more about this Tao. I think it's popular now because Lhasa, in his beautiful teachings, is more, shall we say, scientific than religious. And I think that appeals to a lot of people these days. So that's where we are with that part of it. But let's get into the questions. The first question comes from Jack in Southern California. He says, what is and how is the way something that we in this world, in our Western world, can appreciate and live? Jack, I don't know you at all, so I don't know how you would appreciate anything. You know, I don't know what your value system is. I don't know if you hold character inside you above everything. I don't know you. I can only say what I know about it currently in my current ability to comprehend it. And a lot of the Tao, like a lot of the teachings of the Buddha and Jesus, are things that you cannot, I'm trying to use the word, you cannot really decipher them through the intellect. My intellect is useless when it comes to coming to a place where I can actually allow the teachings of the Tao to exist within me as the way. Everybody has their way, Jack. Some people's way is based on desire, ambition, pride, vanity, hate, all rationalized, all theorized, never really looked at for what it is or why these things are there. So a lot of us as human beings don't really understand what it is we are doing, saying, and going through in the course of our lifetime. We just don't get it. So we are not in harmony with the natural order of life. And there is a natural order to life here on this earth. I don't know if it pertains to other dimensions that we will eventually get to. I don't know. I have been told by people I do trust who were Tibetan monks that the order changes when you go to different places, and that I do buy. But I am just here. I am on this earth, and I am not going to be looking for anything other than this. To seek the natural order of this world, of life here on this planet, is a very intelligent way of living your life. Lhasa is one of those very intelligent people. And he taught what we call the way. He taught the beyond behavior, I should say. He taught the ability that we have to harmonize with life. And the way is harmony. The way is not through looking at things from the point of view of arrogance or ego or anything like that. It is about finding the natural order to my life and then learning how to live in that natural order in Western culture. Let me read you chapter 1 in the Tao. The Tao that can be talked about is not the true Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. Everything in the universe comes out of nothing, no thing, the nameless. Now, when he talks about it in that way, that everything comes out of nothingness, that often, Jack, bothers people. They don't get it. but it is the way. And if you can understand this way, if you can understand that a great deal of the teachings of the great masters had to do with not thinking about thoughts as things and incorporating them in behaviors, but they were a tone, a texture, a harmony, an order to life. Listen to what he says. Following the nothingness of the Tao, you can be like it, not needing anything, seeing the wonder and the root of everything. That is the way. That is the beautiful way of the Tao. And even if you cannot grasp this nothingness, you can still see something of the Tao in everything, he says. Very true. So it's about a certain quality of insight. He sees the Tao as the mother of all life. And he gives it that feminine mystique because the feminine is the most powerful quality in all human beings, male or female. Because it is effervescent. It gives life. It is a continuum. And when the feminine is in harmony within us to the natural order of life, the male in us, the masculine, follows and does many beautiful things in the course of our lifetime. So, Jack, you know, a philosophy is worth nothing if you don't understand where it came from, that it is the natural order of life. So when you read Buddha or Jesus, you are reading the natural order of life. You are reading what these men knew deep inside as the way. Jesus called it the kingdom of heaven. Buddha referred to it as nirvana. It doesn't matter what you call it. That's just a language thing. It is the culture of harmony that needs to be acknowledged here. And when that culture of harmony is realized, many beautiful things start to unfold. And you begin to realize the meaning of your life and that it has meaning and it is meaning. In fact, your life itself is meaning. So, Jack, it's really not a matter of thinking or of believing. If you become a sponsor, Jack, or if you don't want to and you just want to buy the CDs, I have some wonderful CDs on From the Heart of the Tao and from the teachings of the Tao that I did in my second half of that beautiful segment of programs. You'll see it there on the website, and it will give you, you know, absolute detail on all of this. And it is important. It's important for you and for me to know. There are answers to the way we live our life because we answer to the way, whether we believe in it or not, we are subject to the order of life. And all of this is contained in those discourses, and it's more than worth having in your life and listening to them. Believe me, they are. I hope that helps you, Jack. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one is from Bill, and he lives in Tahoe. Is the way helping me get what I want and need? Bill. Bill, no. The way is, like Lhotse said, you have to want nothing. Buddha put it this way, want nothing with all of your heart. If I live in the way, then I live in harmony with everything that is trying to happen to me. If I'm living in that harmony, then I am living in not a culture, not a right, wrong, good, bad situation. I am simply living in the heart of life, the heart of love, the heart of the meaning of life. I'm living in the graciousness of a livingness that is beyond the idea of right and wrong. I am living in the beauty, Lao Tzu talked about life as beauty. Listen, beauty and mercy, he says, are only recognized by people because they know the opposite, which is ugly and mean. If people think they know goodness, then they all really know evil and what it is like. Nothing and heaven share the same root. Difficulty and ease are a part of all work, he says. He is right. Life, he says, all of life, began without words. Life is made, and no one owns it. The Tao is neither selfish or proud. The Tao is generous and grateful in what it does without ever claiming any merit. The sage's greatness lies in taking no credit at all. So when you're looking at a spiritual practice, an authentic spiritual practice, where you are seeking the way, then you are looking at life from a point of view that is beyond the concept, the belief, the ideals of what we think of as right and wrong, good and bad. When we do that, when we are looking for the teachings that are beyond good and bad, right and wrong, then we have come to a place where love can reach us. Authentic love. A love that allows us to see what it is that makes life tick, that makes this world what it is. You are made up of very beautiful things. And if you live in the harmony of those beautiful things, if you can live in the grace of those beautiful things, then something of the other shore can reach you and me. And then we can see ourselves in the light of something that is beyond belief, our own human belief. And that's the meaning of it. You need to go look at my series on my website, The Three Treasures of the Tao. It will help you immensely. They are sacred teachings about what it means to come into the harmony of life. It's right there on my website under media. It's really simple. Go take a look. And the discourses for that are more in depth. I'm not trying to sell you anything, so don't think I am. I'm trying to help you. And that's what these discourses were all about, how to help people understand the way. There are three treasures that are deeply important to the way we live our life. And they constitute the way inside of us. But most of us don't understand these three treasures, nor do we care to understand them because we are so busy trying to get what we want. We miss what the meaning of life is, what the significance of our living is. And because we don't live in compassion, simplicity, and humility, which are the three treasures that the Tao offers, we don't understand the truth of our life and the meaning of that truth. Such things, let me give you one of them, Bill, that the soft, the kindness, overcomes the weakness of harshness. This is something that most of us just don't understand. We don't get. We don't understand the jewel of our heart and the beauty of that heart that lives within us and what it means to have a spiritual heart. We just don't get it. And because we don't, we miss what it is that is trying to happen to us in the course of our lifetime that sustains wisdom in us. Love, life, humility, kindness, these are the things that matter most. And if you can understand them, then they can help you get what you truly need and understand how nutty it is to seek after what you want when what you need is more important than what you want. Most people, that simple little equation I just gave you eludes them very quickly in their life. They just don't get it because they're so busy trying to get what they want. I hope that helps you. I do. Bill, go take a look at the three treasures of the Tao. I think you'll find them very interesting. And please forgive me. Namaste. I did a lot of work on the Tao. A lot of work because it is rarely talked about in the West. And if you go and look at the playlist, as it were, of things I've offered on Aspire, you'll see a lot of it, you know, kind of figures around the Tao. The last question from Angel. Love that name. I'm lost in this world. Where is the way that you speak of, Angel? And Angel doesn't tell me where he or she lives. You know, Angel, none are so lost as those who think they know. I have learned this very deeply within myself through some very hard learning experiences. We're all lost to a certain degree, are we not? We all miss, do we not? We all misunderstand and forget what is important in our life and what is significant. You say you are lost in this world. Where is the way? It's in your heart. Angel, always remember something. No matter how lost you may be or how bleak it may seem, love is always the answer. It is the point of great transcendence in this lifetime. Love brings forth a harmony that puts us back into the natural order of life itself. Do not be fooled by anything. How do you enter into this harmony? By moving beyond your literal mind, moving beyond the human heart and its faults and foibles, to go into the natural order of life, you must be very meditative. You must want love more than wanting what you think is love. And if you can live in this manner, in this way, which you can, you will find every moment on this earth very precious. Very precious. The way, literally meaning the right way, is not about moralistic behavior. It is about falling in love with life itself. And when we fall in love with life, we fall in love with the mysteries of life. Lao Tzu said, all mysteries are the Tao, and heaven is their mother. She is the gateway and the womb door. So when you're lost, go back to the mother inside you, the lovingness, the kindness, the everlastingness. When you have found that, you will realize all of life, and all of life began without words, as Lao Tzu said. Life is made and no one owns it. It is so true. Want nothing with all of your heart, as the Buddha said. The teachings of Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, they're all the same. And they all coincide and are harmonic with each other because they are the truth, the way, the light. If you want to be found, you won't be lost. And if you want to be found, you will let your heart live you. I hope that helps you, dear one. Angel, please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Well, I hope this helped, and I hope you'll go take a look at the Three Treasures of the Tao and find maybe some insight into what it means to know the way that is of nothingness. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful weekend, and please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.